This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. America's top diplomat is headed back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. military carried out a retaliatory strike in Baghdad on Thursday that killed a militia leader it blames for recent attacks on U.S. personnel, Major General Pat Ryder.
And finally, I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari, a.k.a. Abu Taqwa, who is a Harakat al-Najuba leader. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
Police and militia sources said the rockets hit a vehicle inside the Nujaba's headquarters and killed four people, including a local group commander and one of his aides. Health sources confirmed the death toll. The U.S. military has come under attack at least 100 times in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began in October, usually with a mix of rockets and one-way attack drones. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within, quote, a couple of miles of U.S. Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. Thursday's attack took place just hours after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Iran-backed militia group to cease the attacks or face potential military action. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who heads U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, said it was the first time the Houthis had used an unmanned surface vessel, or USV, since their harassment of commercial ships in the Red Sea began after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. In Uganda, where sexual minorities say they have faced a wave of abuse since a harsh anti-gay law was enacted last year, a prominent LGBTQ plus rights activist was stabbed on Wednesday, and his organization reports he is in critical condition. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Stephen Kabuye was stabbed to near death by unknown assailants. His organization, Colored Voices Media Foundation Truth, said on the social media platform X. A police spokesman said he was unaware of the attack and would look into it. Sexual minorities say they have faced a wave of abuse since a harsh anti-gay law was enacted last year. The law prescribes the death penalty for certain same-sex acts. At least seven people have been arrested under it. And rights activists say it has also led to a surge of abuse by private individuals against LGBT people, including rapes, torture, and beatings. Uganda's government has denied this is happening and said the law is meant to criminalize same-sex activity and its promotion, not penalize LGBT Ugandans.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. A French report has said that the UK isn't cooperating enough to curb migrant crossings across the Channel. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The United Kingdom is not sufficiently coordinating with France in its efforts to reduce the number of migrants crossing the English Channel. This is according to a French report from France's Court of Accounts that concluded that France is struggling to develop operational cooperation arrangements with the UK. The court found that the British don't provide usable information on the departures of small boats. It added that British authorities give basic details which haven't been counterchecked. Karen Chamas, London.
Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country, but fighting continues and there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Dagalo and Sudan military chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Dagalo, the leader of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, said after a meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa in Pretoria on Thursday that his forces had an, quote, unwavering commitment to cease hostilities. He didn't say if or when he would meet with Burhan after the warring generals agreed last month to a face-to-face meeting. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.